welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and we are doing a Christmas special, a little continuation from what we had from Monday and Tuesday. This episode is airing on Vinny's podcast, so definitely, again, this is only a taste. You'll get a familiarity with the type of shows that they put on. If you like their shows, check out the links in the show notes below. That's where you'll find this episode and many other episodes like it. Hey, Vinny, go ahead and let everybody know when this episode of Suspense came out.
This episode was originally aired on December 21st, 1953, and it's called 'Twas the Night Before Christmas.
Autolite and its 98,000 dealers present Suspense. Tonight, Autolite presents a special program for this holiday season. The unusual dramatization of 'Twas the Night Before Christmas, starring Miss Greer Garson, who appears by arrangement with MGM, producers of the new color picture, Knights of the Round Table, in CinemaScope, starring Robert Taylor, Ava Gardner, and Mel Ferrer.
Good evening, this is Harlow Wilcox speaking for Autolite. Tonight, as a special Christmas presentation from the worldwide Autolite family, we bring you Miss Greer Garson in a story about a certain little girl on a certain Christmas Eve.
And now, Autolite presents transcribed 'Twas the Night Before Christmas, hoping once again to keep you in suspense.
Kathy, honey, come on, wake up. Wake up, Kathy. It's the day before Christmas. Oh, and there's so much...
Oh, Miss Buff, it's light out already. You said you were going to wake me really early today so we could go to the airport and meet them.
Come on, up you get. Let's get you dressed.
Buffy, they're going to be waiting for me and you didn't wake me. I know what, they're home already.
Kathy...
Mommy! Daddy, where are you? Daddy! Mommy! Buffy, they're not in their bedroom. Where are they?
Kathy.
I know. I'll bet they're in the kitchen already having their coffee. Mom! Miss Buff, they're not home.
I know, honey.
The clock in the kitchen said 8:30.
Kathy, here, put this on, dear. You told me you wanted to wear this dress today. So that's why I ironed it for you.
Miss Buff.
Yes, dear?
Why aren't they here?
Oh, they'll be here.
But when I talked to Mommy on the telephone yesterday, she said she would be here at 6 this morning. And I promised her I'd meet her at the airport, her and Daddy.
I know.
And Daddy said he had a surprise he was bringing for me all the way from Paris. It's 8:30, Buffy. Let's go out to the airport now.
Oh, but there's so many things to do. First, you've got to get your breakfast, and we have to finish decorating the tree. And, there's so many things I want you to help me with.
Oh, everything can wait, Buffy. Hurry, I promised to meet them.
No, dear.
Why not, Buff?
Well, I think we'll wait for them here. Kathy?
Yes?
You remember what you promised your mommy and dad? That you'd do everything I asked you while they were away?
Yes.
Then, we'll wait for them here. Hmm?
All right, Buffy. It's noon, Buffy.
I know.
Don't you think they might have called and told us they'd be late?
Oh, I'll go and make our lunch. You must be very hungry.
No, I'm not.
Oh, you didn't eat your breakfast, Kathy.
Miss Buff, I'm not hungry.
Look. Oh, look, it's snowing, honey. We'll have a nice warm lunch, and then we'll go out for a long walk.
They should have called.
I tell you what, Kathy. We'll take our walk first. We'll see the shops. We'll visit. We'll go and see Johnny and your aunt and uncle. Maybe if it snows hard enough, we can all build a snowman. Wouldn't you like that?
Yes, that would be fun.
Well, go get your coat and hat and galoshes, dear.
All right. And when we come back, Mommy and Daddy will be home.
Well, you go get your things now.
Oh, I'll get it. I'll get it, Buffy. Mommy. Oh, who's this, Daddy? He's, Oh, from a newspaper. I see. It's a man, Buff. He says he wants to talk to an older person. Here.
Hello? Yes, this is the Harper residence. I'm the housekeeper. Well, just a moment, please. Kathy.
Who is it?
Someone wants to talk to me, honey. Will you go get your things?
No. Who are you talking to, Buffy?
Never mind, dear. Go and get your things.
No. No, I won't.
Hello? I see. Yes. Yes, I saw the papers. Yes, that was the daughter. Yes, the only child. No, she doesn't. No. No, I wish you wouldn't. Please, don't, here. No.
Who was it?
Oh, it was just a man, honey.
It was from the newspapers. Why? What did he want?
Nothing.
He asked about me, didn't he? Why?
Honestly, honey, it was nothing.
It was about Mommy and Daddy.
Oh, wasn't anything important.
Well.
Yes, dear?
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook by going to OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. Subscribe to our YouTube channel by going to OTRWesterns.com/YouTube. And send us an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. You can call and leave us a voicemail, 707-986-8739. This episode is copyright under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and thanks for listening.